is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. The number for you, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Pete, and Mark.
Inviting you to freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site. You can go and log into our site. Actually, don't log in. You just visit the site. And it's right there. Quick access to the live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. If you go to our regular website, there is an option to log in, but you don't have to. But logging in does allow you to participate in voting on the site and allows you to submit different content to the site. You get to actually create the Free Talk Live website. You, the listener, create the content that appears there on the front page of the site. See what I mean by going to freetalklive.com?
The Ruger's new LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you. Ruger.com.
We continue here. We've been talking about the Occupy Wall Street situation. We'll come back to that and give you more updates on what happened today. It's been what seems to be an epic day in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Let's go first, though, to Aaron listening in Kansas City. Aaron, I'm told you're listening on XM. Is that correct?
Yeah, the show hasn't started yet, but I know what time it actually starts, so I just called in early.
Okay, very sharp, sir. Go ahead with your
thoughts.
Which
means I had no idea what you were talking about. What I wanted to comment on was Governor Gary Johnson last night was on Red Eye, the only Fox News show that I can actually tolerate watching.
Okay,
I'm not familiar with it.
It's an overnight show.
It must be.
It's like a round table of a bunch of talking heads.
Okay.
Gary Johnson was on there, and Rick Perry brought up recently a proposal where he stated that he thought Congress should have their pay cut in half and should spend half the year at home. Gary Johnson came out with that, out against that, and stated that he thought Congress was underpaid, which considering
what?
That your freshman House member gets $180,000 a year plus benefits.
Not to mention the pension.
No idea what they get paid. I'm just kind of disappointed with him right now.
I'm befuddled by that. I mean, you know, it's not a very popular statement.
Yeah, now who likes Congress, right? 9% approval rating?
Right, nobody wants to give Congress. Congress is underpaid, really?
Gary Johnson's, you know, botching it up as far as I'm concerned. He's not the principled guy that Ron Paul is, and I don't think the Liberty Movement really should be behind him.
I think he's got a lot of executive experience in this, and he showed that he knows how to veto a bill. That's what I want from my executive.
So does Ron Paul. He votes no on everything.
Yeah, I mean,
Ron Paul's like, he's, what, 75 or something like that? I mean, people don't vote for old executives. Maybe they will. I mean, the fact is,
you're the one touting the poll results showing Ron Paul coming in second place.
It's amazing. But, I mean, you know, let's point out that people don't vote for senators either. The last senator to have been elected president was JFK, and people said it couldn't be done, and it was done. People also said that New Hampshire was the place where, that picked the next president. And that's been shown, I think, twice now to... In the last decade, almost, but maybe just a slightly over a decade and a half, to not be true. So there's been a lot of sacred cows kicked out of the door. Plus, Ron Paul, he's in such great shape. He's the only member of the U.S. House softball team to knock one out of the park. I mean, you know, if there is a 70, yes, it is a true statement. If there is a 75-year-old that can win the office and hold it all the way through, I support Ron Paul for that. I'm just, you know, I've got some concerns about the candidate.
Aaron, your thoughts?
I didn't have any thoughts so much as I just wanted to hear what you all thought. But all right. I mean, I was rather disgusted when I heard him say that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like to touch on the proposal by the other individual about cutting Congress in half, or the time they're in office in half and their pay in half. I mean, if he thinks that would be a good thing, then why not take it to its logical conclusion and just say eliminate this whole institution? I mean, obviously he wants to cut them in half because they're doing bad, they're spending money bad. You know, they're misrepresenting folks.
My question would be: is if cutting their if they're necessary, but they're doing too much, and cutting their pay and their time in half would be a good thing. Why didn't he do that with the Texas State House and the Texas Senate?
The Texas legislature only meets like once every 2 years for 150 days.
That sounds better than what Congress does. Sounds like about 100 days too long, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. But we're still talking about people trying to control other folks, and you know, at the end of the day, it's wrong whether it's for 1 second or 365 days a year.
Yeah, absolutely. But of course, you know, to answer your question, Pete, this is a politician. He's just saying this right. to get votes, which
Definitely.
Is why he didn't do anything in Texas.
Right. Right.
Thanks, Aaron, for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, if somebody will probably email me that Gary Johnson clip. I'm very interested in what he had to say in that instance. I'm very interested in that statement.
Back to Occupy Wall Street and what happened today, where protesters were expected after being evicted, raided out of Zuccotti Park a couple days ago. They converged in the actual district of Wall Street today, and they attempted to block it off, prevent people from going to work, for instance. And we're kind of just running through some of the tweets that they made over at OccupyWallStreet.org earlier today, just kind of give you a scene from what was going on from their perspective. Then we'll share with you the mainstream media's perspective on how things went today, and you can compare and figure out where the truth might actually lie. According to the story here, as of 9 in the morning, they had already had 30-plus people arrested. They arrested a woman in a wheelchair. Traders were blocked at 9:09 from entering the stock exchange. They successfully, they claim, delayed the opening bell. A retired police captain has been arrested as a protester, I guess. Let's see here. More police brutality throughout the day. New York police violence forcing marchers to the sidewalk. Defying police bullhorn orders, protesters drop banner reading revolution. Widespread reports of police violence by about 10 a.m. 50 plus arrested.
What about the Ron Paul revolution banner? You know, the Lovolution banner?
Not sure. It was not made clear.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, every time I checked in on this this page over at OccupyWallStreet.org, they have a Ustream channel. Somebody's streaming to Ustream. There are over 5,000 people watching at any given moment
amazing.
In time.
That's amazing
today. Which for people just sitting watching on the internet, that's a pretty big statistic.
That's amazing that their website can handle it.
Well, Ustream is they've got a pretty big pipe there. It's sure. They're doing pretty serious business. So there's just, it just goes on here. I mean, thousands occupying Liberty Square in New York at 10:44. Police profiling protesters, checking IDs to access Broadway checkpoints around Wall Street. Video stream shows police selectively allowing some people to pass without ID based on appearance. So actually, there were some people in the crowd this morning that had dressed up in suits to fake people out, basically. So that was a smart move. And while blocking other people who look like protesters from passing, even if they had identification. You've got a massive march on Broadway that happened early this morning. Protesters tearing down New York police barricades just after 11 a.m. at the south side of Liberty Square. The police were outnumbered at that point. Someone's sign read, "Arrest one of us and two more will appear. You cannot arrest an idea." Kind of a bit of a toss back to V for Vendetta there. In some way, thousands marching on Wall
when
Street.
You people feel that their government is unfair, and that's what that sounds like. You know, arresting people that look like protesters, detaining people that look like protesters, mm-hmm. and letting people in suits go past. You can see, I mean, the police are absolutely feeding into the "we are the 99% meme in doing that. And when people feel that their government is unfair, you're ripe for a revolution.
Another video stream here at 11:55 this morning broke 20,000 concurrent views, nearly 170,000 total views just from that morning. That was at around noon.
That's awesome.
And it's been building all day, too, as this continued on and the news got out that this was actually happening. Because I'm sure that there was some level of question as to how successful this was going to be in the very beginning. And then people saw that it was a success
That's
and
great.
Likely came down.
I mean, just think about that, 20,000 people at a time. I mean, it's this technology proliferation is coinciding with the disgust at the current status quo. And
well, it made it all possible.
Yeah, I don't even know that it's coinciding. It may very
self-reinforcing.
Well, yeah, it may be the thing that, to some, not creating it, but allows it to generate. I mean, it's because the dissatisfaction of the top-down hierarchical government model has existed forever, but now it can germinate in the soil of communication.
Oh, yeah. Without the internet, this never would have been anything. Yeah. It would have been just an occasional report on the news.
So much
there's
more
crazy protesters downtown.
So much more difficult.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
I got the brilliant idea. Why not bathe in the toilet bowl. Now think about that. Bathe in the toilet bowl. That way there's no ring. You wash some, you... Now, the problem with bathing in the toilet bowl is that the water is cold. That's where Russell comes in. I used to put Russell in the toilet bowl to heat up the water. And, of course, when you see your brother in the toilet bowl, there's a little thing that says, I wonder where he would go. I just... If it hadn't been for his head...
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including the webcam. You can watch, you can listen to the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com and interact as well. The chat room's built into the same page, so you can go and do all those things for free, freetalklive.com.
So Free Talk Live is stuffing your stocking this holiday season from now until... when I leave for vacation sometime in mid-December, we're going to be giving things away on the Facebook page. Copies of Guns and Weed, Ruger BX-25 magazines, Liberty 5-packs of Liberty stickers, Vaporsmith's vaporizer, Totosacks, all kinds of cool little prizes that, well, you can have, and you can have them just by participating in this this promotion. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like Free Talk Live, and keep an eye on our page, because between once and twice a day I've been giving away stuff there, and little games, you guess the game, you guess the number, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sending out prizes. So it's facebook.freetalklive.com. That's what you got to do. Go like us there.
I think it's a great idea, Mark, and I think a lot of our listeners are very excited about it.
Yeah, well, I just need to come up with that brand new car, and then people will really rush in there, right?
I think you'd probably want to do it a little differently rather than just give away a brand new car in one shot.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
855-453 is the number here.
Little thank yous.
But yeah, you're Oprah.
Well, these are great little thank yous. I mean, vaporizers, man, yeah. that's a great prize. Liberty stickers, it's all good stuff. 855-453. Talking about Occupy Wall Street and what happened today as we are going down, and we're going to do some comparison between what the occupiers are saying and what the mainstream media was saying about what happened and is still happening today, by the way. We heard from Michelle Seven an hour ago, and she was still in the thick of things down there on the other side of the Brooklyn Bridge. They crossed the Brooklyn Bridge. The police have been beating on protesters all day long, making multiple arrests. We're going over at OccupyWallStreet.org, OccupyWallST.org, and they've got some tweets they've been putting out all day long here, and just kind of giving you a rundown of some of them as we're just going through the day. And by about 1 o'clock, they'd already had over 200 arrests. And again, who knows, what level of violence was being used in all those arrests, but it certainly doesn't sound like it was very comfortable for a lot of these folks. According to the stories here, 126 this afternoon reports that riot police are mobilizing just outside of Liberty Square, where thousands of protesters were there. 10 or so minutes later, helmeted police began raiding Liberty Square with batons drawn. They have closed off the entrances and are not letting people in or out. A few minutes later, police using metal barricades to seal off Liberty Square. Peaceful protesters are being told they're not allowed to leave, and widespread reports of violence from the inside. Paddy wagons approach a few minutes later, more and more police surrounding the square, no way in or out, imminent mass arrest expected. For no apparent reason, police have invaded Liberty Square and have indiscriminately began shoving people and reportedly hitting people with batons. At least one medic reports protester bleeding from the head inside the square. New York police preventing medics from assisting the protesters.
Now, a lot of these cases, these medics are private individuals who've gone to sort of be a part of this, that have some level of medical training or at the very least are care.
Multiple victims reported. After another 10 or so minutes, witnesses confirm man tackled from behind by the New York police.
That's bloody, gotta be rough.
Stripped of clothing. A few minutes later, Liberty Square reopened. Occupiers return inside to see blood on the ground. Heavy police presence continues. Occupiers undaunted. Surrounded by media, they, inside Liberty Square, chant, "The whole world is watching." Videographer reports assault by undercover cop. March gathering to join student strike. Thousands marching down both sides of Broadway's toward Union Square. Others taking subways through the five boroughs. In fact, that was one of the things they were talking about this afternoon, was a mass subway occupation where they had targeted 16 different subway stations that people were to go to and occupy for some period of time.
What's the point of that?
I guess to be seen by people. The thing that that Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, had claimed the other day, we read this quote on the air, was that he said if you were a block away from Zuccotti Park, you had no idea this protest was happening. Like, by all evidence, you wouldn't be able to see anything in the street. It was just all there in Zuccotti Park.
Okay.
So I would say the point would be to become visible. I mean, if you're at 16 different subway stations, you're going to have a whole lot more passers-by than you will if you're just all standing in the same park together. So that's what I would think would be going on there. More news here as the afternoon turned into late afternoon. According to the stories, there again, tweets over at Occupy Wall Street, marches all over the place, music and chants emanating from Foley Square. They shut down Fifth Avenue. I presume that there's a picture here on their website of them basically standing across one of the streets. Not sure which street it was, but just standing arm in arm, locked arms across the street. So maybe that's what they mean when they say it was shut down. More police sirens, more police activity. 20,000 people marching toward Brooklyn Bridge at 6:15 this evening. This is what Michelle was talking about. She said it was 40,000 people.
I would imagine it's difficult to tell the difference between 20 and 40,000.
40,000. City Hall has been locked down. New York police intimidating the press this evening, and that pretty much takes us up to where we're at, where thousands have massed at Foley Square, thousands more en route. And we'll certainly bring you more information as we get it. But let's change gears and go to Reuters, the mainstream media headline. Authorities foil New York protest bid to shut Wall Street. So as far as the mainstream media is concerned, pshaw, nothing happened in New York City today. These little protesters, they came out, but they got in their way and we shut them down. There was no problems. According to the story, New York police prevented protesters from shutting down Wall Street on Thursday, arresting at least 177 people in repeated clashes with an Occupy Wall Street rally that grew to several thousand strong. Occupy Wall Street protesters took to the streets in rainy New York and elsewhere in the U.S. for a day of action seen as a test of the momentum of the two-month-old grassroots movement against economic inequality. Demonstrators targeted bridges they considered in disrepair in cities such as Miami, Detroit, and Boston to highlight what they said was a need for government spending on infrastructure projects to create jobs. Pete, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Why?
I mean, to say that we need one group of people to steal money from others to then provide these goods or services. If people want to travel, there's a demand
and
there,
they do.
And then we'll make it happen through consensual interactions, and it will be done much more efficiently, and they'll be held to task, and you won't have to get together, spend your time down outside, and have a mass protest. I mean, if someone fails to do it, they'll be fired.
The protest itself shows the inefficiency in the marketplace, the inefficiency in the delivery of, say, crossing things like other roads or rivers or whatever. It shows that in order to get what you want from this organization that has a monopoly on bridges, essentially, what you've got to do is you've got to get together thousands of people to take off of their day and stand arm in arm across the bridge or whatever.
And complain.
It's not just bridges. It's a monopoly on the gun. And some of the folks down there at Occupy, just like a lot of folks elsewhere, not at Occupy, want to control that gun. And they want to get enough people to agree with them so that they can point the gun at others and force their views on them.
Sure.
If their program is paid for.
It makes sense if a bridge is run down that people would be upset about it. But unfortunately, people don't understand economics.
Right.
And they're coming from a point of ignorance. We're coming up Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Mark. Pete is here courtesy of copblock.org. Head on over there and get yourself aware of how to handle yourself in a police encounter, and you know, watch some excellent videos of other people handling themselves, in some cases very well, in police encounters, and help keep the police accountable. Copblock.org.
If you if you have a family, you know that it's very important to have a power backup system. And there's a lot of problems with the power backup systems on the market today. You know, if it comes to propane, you have to have this big giant tank outside of your house. If it comes to gasoline, it can sort of putrefy. You have to keep it rotated and that kind of thing. But there's another generator out there that you could try. It's the solar power generating system from Sound Wisdom. The SG-1 can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. You know, this system starts out as, you know, taking your refrigerator, your freezer, your well pump, and just a few items off the grid completely. So not only is it costs about the same as a generating system for your whole house, but it takes these things off the line all the time. And it's paying itself back because they're no longer using power. Go check it out. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Again, it's freetalklivesolar.com.
Toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. We're continuing coverage of Occupy Wall Street, comparing and contrasting the reports from the occupiers, which we went through a number of their tweets from throughout the day, which included a woman in a wheelchair being arrested, multiple arrests, about over 200 by 1 o'clock in the afternoon today, presumably more since then, particularly violent behavior on the part of the police. Police coming into crowds, waving batons, hitting people, attacking a man from behind, knocking him down, other reports as well. And then according to the mainstream media, the protest was foiled. New York police prevented protesters from shutting down Wall Street on Thursday, arresting at least 177 people. Occupy Wall Street protesters took to the streets in New York and elsewhere in the U.S. They were protesting. They wanted jobs. They want the government to create jobs. Some of them who are doing these protests want the government to fix some bridges so they can hire people, as though that's a real value to the economy. Obviously, bridges do need to get fixed, but because we have this government monopoly system, you have all kinds of inefficiencies and problems, and it's just unfortunate to see people coming to the government to think that the government's going to somehow solve the problems that the government created. That's one of the major disconnects with some of the people at the Occupy movements, and that's where having liberty-minded people around to put other suggestions into the pot can be very valuable. And so they were having these protests across the country today. In the biggest one, though, of course, was Wall Street. And they say here that a crowd of disappointed organizers throughout the day grew to several thousand after the standard workday ended and labor union activists joined a march across the Brooklyn Bridge, where last month more than 700 people were arrested during a similar march. Terry Nilakasa, 38, United Auto Workers member from New York, said, "If you look at the crowds today, they're getting larger and more diverse. It's wonderful when you see the unions get involved. It truly shows this movement represents people from all walks of life," she said. Many protesters complained of police brutality, pointing to one media image of a man whose face was bloodied during his arrest and another of a woman who was dragged across the sidewalk by an officer. Police reported 7 officers were injured, including one whose hand was cut by a flying piece of glass and 5 who were hit in the face by a liquid believed to be vinegar. That's, I guess, an injury, according to them. Police barricaded the narrow streets around Wall Street, home to the New York Stock Exchange.
They do seem to take police injuries far more seriously than they take protester injuries. Yeah. You know, that these that the protesters can be bloodied, and we don't know how entirely. I mean, yeah. It's interesting. You know, I think every one of these instances needs to be taken individually, but
nobody counted the protester injuries today. They counted the police injuries.
Right, and among them, they counted a couple of cops that got vinegar in their face.
Right, right. As an injury.
As justification for thousands more men and women with riot gear coming in and being aggressive.
And they need those little clear plastic things across their faces. They could get vinegar in them.
Police barricaded narrow streets around Wall Street and used batons to push protesters onto the sidewalk as they marched to the area to prevent financial workers from getting to their desks. Workers were allowed past barricades with identification, and the New York Stock Exchange opened on time. So the protesters claimed that they had delayed the opening bell. Reuters claiming that the stock exchange opened on time. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's true on both counts. Maybe it opened on time, but the opening bell was delayed.
Right. Or some involved weren't there. Or something.
The bell marked the opening.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Well, they have to open the door, right? Then they have the bell. I would presume they open the door, people go in, they get ready, and then they have the bell, right?
I don't know. I mean, when it comes to the mainstream media, I never know what to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all symbolic. And actually, I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, we're talking about Occupy, and we're focused pretty much exclusively on the interactions with folks with badges. And the purpose of Occupy is not just to have confrontations with people with badges. It's to ideally have a discussion and share ideas and move forward in a better way. And, you know, it's completely off the radar because of the aggressive nature of people with badges.
Well,
and so it's
true.
Unfortunately that we have to dwell on this.
But this was a confrontation day. I mean, today was the day that in Wall Street they were intending to shut down Wall Street. And that's saying there is going to be a conflict, because when you make a statement like that, you know the police are going to respond. And so that's where all the news is today. Today probably wasn't much of a day for discussion as it was a day for, you know, shouting and chanting and,
right,
and
right.
Solidarity.
Well, I guess maybe to tie it back to the bridge conversation, then, I mean, the fact that certain folks with badges felt the need to use aggressive force against other folks for being on a street that they didn't want them on. I mean, this could go, again, back to property rights. And if the people who own Wall Street, whatever, they own the street out front, they hire their own security, those folks are accountable then. And they're not just some badgeless, nameless individuals part of the NYPD, which has 35,000 employees right now.
Is that right?
35,000. It's insane.
Let's go to Bill, listening in Massachusetts. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Pete, and Mark. How are you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Bill?
Hey, I just wanted to appreciate the Occupy Wall Street folks for all how they're doing, even though a lot of them don't really know the whole story of why they're there. But I'd like to appreciate their bodies down there and, you know, waking people up.
Well, I think they know why they're there. It's just that maybe they don't know where this is all going to go or where it all should go or what the best route for it
is. But there may be some folks at Occupy listening, and it's good for them to hear that they're appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I totally appreciate what they're doing because I've felt, you know, I've been occupying everywhere in my whole life for like a decade now, and it's just until recently people are starting to come to me and saying, hey, you know what? You know, you're right about a lot of these things, and so that's really great.
That's funny because we had a call earlier, I don't know if you heard it, but a guy, Travis, called from Miami saying he's had the same experience. A number of friends of his that he's been trying to talk to about freedom and the police state for a long time, and they've kind of blown him off, have now come back to him and said, wow, tell us more.
It just goes to show you never know what conversation, what seed you plant is going to bear fruit. You know, it could
down
be the next
line,
day,
yeah.
It could be 5 years down the line. But so I appreciate all you've done too, Bill.
Yes, and I appreciate all that you've done too, Pete, Andy, and all you guys.
Yay, group hug!
Over the air.
Know, that's what it was sounding like.
You know, these guys with guns and badges think they're really tough, but, you know, it's tough to have no gun and no badge and everyone against you in the system, you know, for just trying to be free. That takes courage to stand up to that.
Absolutely right.
Definitely.
You know, and we need more of those people who are willing to stand up. I mean, I think the Occupy movement shows that if you get numbers on your side, you really can do some interesting things. And that's where the New Hampshire Free State Project really comes into play, bringing people who are willing to make that stand together to empower each other. Really makes a big difference.
Yeah, and we saw this with Jay Noon, who we all went down to his property down in Palmer, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago.
Now where Bill is.
I know y'all talked about it. Yeah, and Bill, he's in Massachusetts as well, in Taxachusetts, Fashachusetts, whatever is more apt description. But he has similarly faced down a threat a week or two ago where some state agents came to his house trying to seize it.
Bill, if you want to stick on the line here, we'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is nuclear disaster preparedness month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why?
when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. We call this program Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about whatever you want. And we do it live 7 nights per week.
SACL CAI's big sponsor, Free Talk Live. They have been for a very long time. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. They do accounts receivable for businesses, whether they're hospitals, doctor's offices, banks, utilities, whatever your business is, they can handle your accounts receivable needs. And if you need to find out more, go to their banner at freetalklive.com. That's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
Now, one way you can help out Free Talk Live is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes a huge difference for us when you contribute $3 per month to the program. You know, we give you everything on the website for free, so you can go and download archives and interact with our other listeners and chat and post on the forum and, you know, put stuff on the site and do whatever on our site for free. It's just, you know, we ask you for $3 a month, and if you can do it, then that's great. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in line, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details and get on board and help us get on more great radio stations around the country and open up new minds to the ideas of freedom.
Definitely.
Yep. Amp.freetalklive.com will get you there. Let's go back to Bill. He's listening in Massachusetts. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live. You sent out some props to the people at the Occupy movements across the country for standing up for what they believe in, whether or not we agree 100% with them. And I don't think they even agree 100% with each other because it's a huge movement and very diverse. You're throwing out props to them. And you were telling us a little bit about your personal story having to do, and Pete brought it up, actually, because we've met you. You're in the kind of in the area, and you came out to support Pete Nedamo when they were on trial in Greenfield, Massachusetts, as they were being charged with felony wiretapping charges for recording the police down there. But you had your own courtroom/police situation to deal with regarding your home?
Yes. I was involved in a predatory mortgage loan by a broker, and, huge rate. Impossible scene, and so I ended up under foreclosure in Massachusetts, non-judicial, so somewhere in, you know, your 100-page contract, you initial a box that says that you waive power of attorney. So in Mass, You know, you just get a notice on your door and the sheriff show up. And but they do have, you do have one day in court, and that's during the eviction hearing. And I had mine in 2008. And I've been able to hang on since then, since 2008.
Now tell me more about this predatory situation. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is my personal situation was through divorce. You know, I needed to buy my house myself as a, you know, divorced man, risk just, you know, losing my son's childhood home. So, but they did come in, you know, high interest rates and or variable. You know, I had to choose a variable that really jumped up real high in a couple of years, or a fixed one, which was semi-high. So, and if all the recovery that was all in the media, you know, was all for real, and we weren't being deindustrialized and everything, you know, shut down in North America, you know, everything would have worked out great. But it really didn't. Just one small bump in the road, you know, led to financial troubles. But, you know, I started studying the law and, you know, how I could keep my foot in the door in the Massachusetts courts. And the whole robo-signing mortgage fraud scandal broke open after the bailout scene, where, I don't know, $600 or $700 billion, which was really $23 trillion when it was all leveraged. So,
tell me what the robo-signing thing is. What's that?
Well, I won my house outright in 2008 because IndyMac started foreclosure, and I demanded a discovery request of them bringing the documents that proved they owned it, and they couldn't bring in any documents at all, even after four different hearings.
They probably don't have them, and this is really the strange thing about this is these houses get bought and sold and packaged and you know, diddled around with so much that nobody knows who owns what anymore, and it's a very interesting sort of aspect to how these banks you know, have done their things. And the thing I'd like to point
out, so they're just bluffing basically to some people.
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing I'd like to point out about this is the banks got a whole bunch of money from the government and from the Federal Reserve in order to pay off the toxic assets. By toxic assets, they mean houses they shouldn't have given loans on in the first place. And what that means is they're paid back for stuff, you know, for loans that they're still collecting on in a lot of cases. Maybe yours is among them. So they get paid for the house twice. And
wow.
To me, that's what I find despicable, is the rich people get the bailout and the poor people have to continue paying for the house.
Right.
And then people say, well, you should have taken out a loan on a house you didn't deserve. And I don't, or didn't need. And I don't disagree with that statement. But in the if we're going to let the marketplace work, and I'm for that, then we should let it work on the banks and the people who took out the loans, not just one of the parties.
That all sounds great, but they conducted illegal behavior, you know, to get all of the mortgages out. There's a certain recording process that began in Massachusetts and North America in 1641, where there was a local registry for property to change hands. So if your neighbor was violating your rights, you knew who to contact. So secret owners are just illegal, and so that's what they did, and they sold each mortgage, you know, 8 to 10 times into different funds. So they really...
So you went to court and you asked them to show they owned the place. They couldn't come up with the paperwork.
So they awarded it to me in 2008. I recorded that I owned it outright, free and clear. But then Deutsche Bank bought the thing out for pennies on the dollar, along with an insurance deal. So... you know, they got the money up front because it was an insured property, but then they also got, so they got paid in full, but plus they got to sell it again.
How did they buy it if you owned it?
They just recorded, that's when the robo-signing, since they didn't have any paperwork, because they didn't really want a paper trail, they started loan processing services and other paperwork processing services and literally just hired people off the street to sign signatures and make
documents.
And it's all forged, so you'll have...
You're saying these people somehow just sold the house right under you. It had already been awarded to you in 2008, and then Deutsche Bank came in and somehow took it from you?
Later, just put in a foreclosure deed and just kept on rolling.
Right, and this didn't just affect you, Bill. This is like, there's been some local press on it and some national press, and it's affected like thousands of people with this robo-signature stuff, correct?
So then it can't... Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
I've been on the local TV station about this. They've checked out all the documents and everything. I have a couple of known robo-signers on mine that are, you know, the VP of IndyMac, but also the attorney, in fact, for MERS, and then, you know, the assistant, whatever, for One West Bank.
So, Bill, we've got to pick up this pace and wrap it up here pretty quick. Let me see if we can fast forward to today where you had an eviction notice come in. What happened?
The AAA constable out of Lowell came with moving trucks to move my stuff out. So they had rubber stamp documents. I got them to stand down. I called the police department, got them involved. They sent them away. I have put in a motion. I have a hearing tomorrow at 9 a.m. So in August, the Supreme Court of Massachusetts ruled that the housing court does have authority to rule on title issues because they've just been taking the bank's case as prima facie that they have a foreclosure deed that's good, but they do have to rule on it. But tomorrow, I have all the evidence in. I have since day one on this. So,
right, and they haven't let you bring cameras into the courtroom either. Is that correct?
No, I've been denied twice.
I mean, it's disturbing. What about just saying I'm not going in unless there's a camera? I mean, this should be a clear, transparent process.
Well, why don't you come down on the 22nd with all your moving gear and your trucks, and you can help me move out if you want me to do that.
They do hold all the cards in this. If you don't go to the hearing, they do what they want.
So basically, you're occupying your own home at this point.
Yes, yes, but I have the legal deed. The deed is only to me. They only have a lien on deed. So, you know.
So, are you planning on staying if they rule against you? What's your plan?
Well, I told the sheriff's department that they're going to have to point guns at me, and at that point, it's an armed robbery, and I'll step aside. You know, my story ends. I live happily ever after. So, you know, I'm not about that. This is just a piece of land.
Sure. No. There's no use dying over a piece of land. There's no doubt about that. And Bill, thanks for the call, man. I wish you the best of luck. Hope to see you again up here in New Hampshire when you get a chance to come visit us. And thanks, dude. Might be a good time to move out of there too when you get kicked out of your
home.
And actually, Bill likes Mass.
By the way, he does like it down there. But you mentioned Jay Noon, the guy that was in his essentially told to leave his own home that he had owned and hadn't paid property tax on. He's still there.
Yep.
It's been several months now.
Yep.
So that's great news. 855-450-FREE. Never once paid a dime of property tax. Hour 3 is coming up next.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow in and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.